business is difficult. There are struggles. There's going to be problems. But in most cases, we are our own problem because, you know, we stay stuck, you know, doing the same thing just as we talked about day in, day out.
Real business owner.
Whatever your situation is currently is not your forever situation.
That's really what real business owners is, man. Like, we don't care where you come from. Yeah. Where are you going?
Our goal and our job is to reduce the mistakes that you have to make or the money that you have to lose.
You want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, don't give up.
You learn, adjust, and continue to move forward.
Welcome back to another episode of the Real Business Owners Podcast. Today, you've got me, Kilo G.
Kilo G.
And you got Treb Dog.
T-Unit.
That's right.
Yeah.
First of all, you guys, we're going to jump into a cool topic here, chat with you guys for a little bit, but, you know, just wanted to give you guys an update. We are selling tickets to the rbolive.com. Real Business Owners Live. You guys are going to want to come kick it with us over there. We've got an amazing things lined up. And the more the merrier, but space is limited. So anyway, we are running out of seats. And so if you are going to come join us, get your ticket now, right? And come hang out.
Yeah. Well, not just come hang out. Come get better as a human being, as a business owner, right? Like, hanging out's cool. Like, that's a fun part of it because you're around like-minded people, but like literally invest into the areas that are of importance to you, which is yourself and your business, right? Yeah. Like the way you show up for your family, the way that you show up for your business, that does matter. And if you're not really investing into that, then you're going to continue to show up the same way. And you're going to get very, very familiar with the current results that you have. So anybody that's in business has frustrations and has stresses and has problems, right? The idea is to move past those as quickly as possible and create solutions for them. When I think that most business owners feel as though that they're dealing with the same reoccurring problems day after day after day. And that's what gets frustrating. Like, it's okay to deal with problems in business, but problems because you're scaling, because you're evolving, and it's new problems that you have to solve, not necessarily the same old ones day in, day out, where it gets super repetitive and you just are a broken record coming home complaining about the same old shit with your business, right?
I've actually had some really cool DMs, right? In real business owners and in the personal one. And dude, there's some really cool cats that are like, dude, it's like, I really want to join the mastermind.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet. I can't make that commitment yet. This is like my opportunity to come and learn from your guys' world, right?
Yeah.
And like for a few $100, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I guarantee you, we look at those people in a couple few years from now, they're going to be passed up. They're going to be passing up all kinds of people that are literally like, I can't leave. I can't afford it. I can't, you know, leave my business. It's like, it's actually necessary for you to step out and go do it, right? Make it happen. Because if you don't, put yourself in a different environment and get a better view of your business and align yourself with the right people, like, you're going to stay stuck in that business.
Well,
so
how you know if it's time to really do something like that is if you feel down, depressed, alone, defeated, deflated, you know, however you want to put it.
Yeah.
And let's be real, if you're a business owner, like, there's many seasons of that. And it's okay to go through seasons like that and grow, but it's not okay to have that be the only season that you're dealing with, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it just feels like it's very repetitive. If 1 week turns into 6 months, turns into 2 years, and you just feel like you're living Groundhog Day and it's like dark and depressing, that's when you know you need to be investing into the environments that will give you the energy that you need to, you know, recommit and relaunch and, you know, readjust maybe, you know, your business and your life, right?
Yep.
Start designing it rather than living it. So
absolutely.
So we wanted to talk about, you know, simplifying things, right?
Yeah.
Like, us as business owners, we like to try to make things, I don't know if I would say like to try to make things harder, but we do, for whatever reason, make things harder than they need to be, almost to justify that, you know, nobody can do what we can do, right? Like, it feels better if it's harder so that when we complain, we feel just, right? And so business is difficult. There are struggles. There's going to be problems. But in most cases, we are our own problem because, you know, we stay stuck, you know, doing the same thing, just as we talked about day in, day out. That was the whole point of why, you know, attending things with new information is important as well. Right.
Yeah. Well, dude, and like what we've learned, over the last, I'd say 8 months in our own business is like, sometimes we try to solve problems by adding to the problem, thinking it's going to create a solution when all it did was complicate it instead of simplify it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Just like layering things. Like I can think of, you know, in our business, you know, obviously Devin came in and he's like, I feel like we keep layering these roles on top of things to make things better for the client. And now we're super bloated on payroll and it's still not happening. And you know, it's a problem, instead of us being like, oh, you know what? We just need to automate some requests from the client so that we don't have to add all these different positions to try and get things from the client.
Yeah.
You know? And so like, that's one thing I could think of, right? Where it was like right in front of our face the whole time, but we were just like trying to give like the most amazing experience. And so we're just throwing money at adding roles and extra support when we didn't really need to do all of that.
Or throwing more technology, another system, another this. Like you want the problem to go away so much that you just kind of start throwing money at it instead of breaking it down and trying to simplify it, right?
Yeah.
You know, and how you know, like, really it's more of an ego thing, right? If we're not simplifying it, it's because we want to, again, justify, you know, our bitching and our complaining. So we make it hard. We become the bottleneck in our business. And there's so many cool tools and things like that that are available, you know, even, you know, as we were talking before we came on, ChatGPT, right?
Yeah.
Like people don't use it because it's, unfamiliar. Yeah. It's new, it's different. And that's when, you know, if you're just absolutely closed-minded to new, unfamiliar and different, that you might be the bottleneck in your own business, right?
Such a good point.
The idea is to be leveraging things, right? They say either leverage, automate or delegate, right? And how you automate is through leverage, utilizing tools that are available.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of people that are probably in the trades that still do it old school.
Yeah.
You know, pen and paper, and here's your invoice, and then they don't even know who to bill or who to collect, you know, when there's apps and there's different things that are available. And so it would do people a lot of good to, you know, I mean, even this, hey, hiring a senior staff accountant, you know, our CEO said, hey, just write a quick description so that we can post this. You know, so if you're a staff, if you're a senior accountant looking for a job, hit us up, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So
let's simplify the whole hiring process here and just put it out on the podcast.
Yeah. I'll just say that. Yeah. Come work with us. But, you know, I typed in chat GPT, you know, senior staff accountant duties, you know, boom, 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 boom. It's all done. I copy paste it, you know, put it on Indeed, on iHire, you know, whatever the Wiz,
Wise Hire
or whatever. Why do they put the damn Z, W-I-Z-E? It makes me, I'm just like, read it, Wiz Hire.
Because silent was probably a more expensive domain name and already taken.
Yeah. Well, they should have just got a .net then. You know, wisehire.net instead of the .com. But what were you going to say?
It's a wise wizard hybrid, dude.
Yeah.
You know. What was I going to say? So
we were talking about leveraging technology and tools, the paper.
So when ChatGPT came out, I actually was a little closed-minded because everybody we know was like using it to produce content. And I'm like, but why? Like, I couldn't feel proud of like saying, hey, write me a Facebook post today about, you know, whatever, winning the day.
Yeah.
Instead of like using my own words, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, like, but I do find myself using it a lot more in like research or something, or if I hear something in an audiobook or something, I'm like, what does that mean? Like ChatGPT it. Like literally, I went and downloaded Bing search bar because it's already built in there and it's actually been really good, dude. Like instead of going and downloading the other ChatGPT apps and robots, I just went and downloaded Bing because they have it integrated right in with their search tool, like Google, you know?
Oh, wow.
So it's like, it's really good, dude.
Yeah,
so
I didn't know that.
I've just been using that one. But so I am becoming more open-minded to it. And especially for things like you talked about just barely, it's like, why like sit there for an hour trying to figure out the best hiring ad and what the duties are when you can literally accelerate it and have it ready in 5-10 minutes.
Well, for us, for instance, you know, an accounting firm, we could put, I could type in checklist for senior staff accountant for tax season to best serve client. And it's going to say, have them do these things. Copy paste, and you could put it in, you know, hey, this is, these are your job duties. Make sure that these things are done. These are your checklists. Like, there's really not a whole lot of excuses anymore on why you can't get somewhat organized or systemized, unless your ego's in the way and it's just, hey, this is what,
my way.
This is what we've done, and this is how we've always done it, and this is how I'm always going to do it,
right.
Which is, you know, the Blockbuster method.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, we know we know what happened there. Toys R Us, you know, they're not winning no more.
Yeah,
right?
All this new stuff's Kmart. Just a phase. It's fad. Yeah. It's not going to last.
Yeah, well, they're the ones that didn't last, right? You know, so you've got to be very, very careful about saying that this is the way that we've always done it. And being completely closed-minded, because if you're doing it the way that you've always done it and it's 5 years later, there has to be some sort of technology or something that's come out that solves some of the problems that you're dealing with in your business, because that's just how fast things are moving in this day and age, right?
And simplifying is what's winning, right? So you talk about Blockbuster and you know, Toys R Us going out of business. It's like, well, obviously they weren't at a point where they were willing to adapt and pivot. So these people come in and they're like, well, let's just simplify it. Let's bring it to their house for them.
You know? Well,
Amazon, we'll deliver the toys to your house. You know, simplifying for the client, right?
Yeah.
So they're simplifying in your business, but then there's also simplifying in general for your client. Like, nobody wants a complex, like, problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and we saw that even in our accounting company, we got ourselves in a jam because we're like trying to migrate from one technology to another technology because it was better and simpler. But some of our clients knew this and some of our clients, you know, weren't happy with this. And so we're trying to like create a new system, to gather documents and do tax organizers. And then we all of a sudden had all these, you know, systems
different
we were
systems,
working out.
Yeah. Like, and it bogs it down.
Yeah. It's like, the Canopy one, the RCRM, the, you know, the sales, not Salesforce.
Go
high level ones. Yeah. Like, and we're like using all these things and all of a sudden it was just overcomplicated, right?
Over leveraged.
So, yeah.
You know, so it's like we were trying to leverage technology, but there's also a problem with over leveraging it and trying to use, you know, two or three different systems in the sake of trying to make it a better experience for the employee and the customer, right?
Yeah.
And so that then became a problem. So there is somewhat of a hybrid here, leveraging technology, but also making sure that it's still a simple process. Mm-hmm. It's easy to digest for the employee where they know what they need to be doing on a day-to-day basis. They know what a home run looks like. And also simplifying things for the customer experience, right?
I think that's like one of the biggest lessons that we can talk about today. And it's when we come talk about simplifying is like, you know, it sneaks up on you. You don't really realize it. Like Trev's talking about, your ego definitely can get in the way of a lot of things. You could be the leader of the company being like, well, I like this software better, but the other part of the team's like, well, we want to test this one. Okay, let's do both. And before you know it, now you're using both. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, now we've just made it more complicated for our employees and we've made it more complicated for our customers. And the bottom line is if you have to remember always that like your people don't work for you, like you work for them, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, like your job is to try to create an experience for your employees and your customers. And if the experience is complicated, it's not scalable. And so you as the leader, you've got to be able to get out of your own way, set the ego aside, mm-hmm. and implement what's best for everybody and what's the most simple, and keep it simple, right? Like, things evolve and things adapt, and that's why it's easy to sneak up on you. Like, people don't realize it, that they've overcomplicated something, because there's this, you know, thing called evolution where it's like, well, my business is growing and technology's adapted and now we've had to do these things to have more speed, and you know, but there is like an obligation that you have to have that high level view as a leader of your company, and always be like humble, have enough humility to ask yourself that question. Like, if I implement this, am I making things worse or better for my staff? Right. And then sometimes on the flip side, like staff just complains anyway to complain, right? So yeah, it's like they don't like change.
Yeah.
And so there is like this weird balance that you do have to play of like, well, I mean, it's not going to be easy, but they're going to thank me later because this is much simpler. And so.
Well, you brought up a good point. You know, staff complaining to complain, right?
Yeah.
So let's put it this way. There's business owners that say, this is the way that it's been done. This is the way I'm always going to do it. Guess what? There's employees like that too.
Yeah.
Right. So like, let's say you start leveraging things, you know, automating things, trying to simplify things just because I remember as a sales guy, you know, with a piece of paper and a pen, and then computers got brought in.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was just like, no. This is the way that we do it because it was the way that I was comfortable.
Yeah.
And my ego is like, no, change? No, that, you know, change is bad.
Yeah.
Like, I already know what I'm doing. I didn't even
pass my typing test in computer class.
Yeah, dude, I was the, you know what, the hunt and peck method, and it was like 9 words a minute when there's people like not even looking at the screen, staring down at a paper going 100, right? Yeah. It was ridiculous. So I didn't have a good relationship with computers.
You, me, both.
With my IQ. I like the old
print out your leads and
yeah,
get a good old pen and paper.
You cross the name out. If they said no, and you just put... No, they said no.
Do you remember though when you would get a new sales manager and their format on printout of leads would suck on paper? Like they didn't some leave of them the were boxes. The big fat
one, yeah, boxes
where you could actually write little notes in
and
there.
And then there's like the skinny ones. You're like,
dude, you just ruined my life.
Yeah, that's like where I take notes, bro. And then the computer got brought in, right? Yeah. And then now it's just like, I can't do that because it was new and it was different. And it's not that it wasn't better. It was just new and different. So I had pushback. Pushed back as an employee at that time. And it's going to be the exact same thing. Like if you have people in your organizations and you try to simplify things or, you know, change things, they're not going to like change either. Humans really just, we don't do well with it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But the computer got brought in. You know, and I was like, whatever, this is stupid. I'll play the game, you know, and try to figure it out. And then like very quickly, it was just like, oh, well, this is cool. You know, you start liking it because it does simplify things. So just because it's new and different doesn't mean that it's not better. It just means that it's unfamiliar. And you might have employees that do push back on that. And I'm not saying, hey, there's the front door immediately with a little bit of pushback. Obviously, massage the situation as much as you can. But any time that you make change in your organization or in your business, you're going to have, I guess, some fallout, some drop-off, right? Some people aren't going to stay with you every single change that you make within your business. And it's very important to design your business and have the vision for your business in the future around specific roles and the things that you need within your organization to win, like a client care department, senior accountant, junior accountant, not necessarily specific names like Kel and Trevor in this, you know? So it's like design your business around the roles that you have within your organization that would make it successful, and don't get married to a specific name with inside of that role. Because as you make changes and as you evolve, not everybody's going to stay with you. They might throw a big enough stink where it's just no longer a good fit, and they worked with you and helped you got to a certain point, and maybe it's best for both parties at that point to part ways and for that individual to find something that is a better fit for, you know, their perspective or their attitude or whatever you want to call it. But every single time that we've made changes or adjustments, I mean, let's be real, as you're taking off and as you're launching into space, there's things dropping off the, you know, the rocket, right? And unfortunately, not everything that you started with, you're going to end with, right?
Yeah.
The next thing you know, you're in space with this little teeny capsule, you know, and everything else is, you know, falling apart. And those are people that are falling, you know, out of your organization as you're skyrocketing, right? And as you're elevating. And so just understand when you do leverage technology and you do make changes, you're going to have idiots like me that aren't going to like it at first, but at least, you know, I had the humility to at least say, screw it. Like, I'll give it a shot, right? Yeah, yeah. You're going to have some people that aren't, that don't really want that. And they're going to complain for months and months and months. I like the way that it was, you know, those are the obviously not the, you know, the right ones.
And sometimes they just need that nudge and everything's fine.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So like, our brother Steve down at the mastermind meetup last week.
Yeah.
He was in our breakout table and he was like, you know,
Gibson dude, or Pedroza.
He's like, dude, like there's a beef happening in my, he's like, everything in my company's great, bro. Like we've just been breaking record after record. Like he's doing amazing. Right. Yeah. But there is this weird quarrel going on where there's the old dogs don't like the new dogs doing things faster and better than they did it. When, you know, he's like, cause it's true, bro. Like we used to have to grind 12, 13 hours a day to do what we're doing in 7 hours now.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, dude, that's a pretty easy problem to solve. Like you need to pull your big dogs aside, the OGs, right? And you just say, hey guys, listen up. Like, let's keep running this play. Almost like you're tricking the young dogs. Like these guys know how to use ChatGPT. These guys know how to, you know, use the best technology nowadays. We used to grind our asses off. And so while we might not like that they're coming in and doing this, right? Like, you know, getting things done faster. Can we not admit that like our lives are better? Like we're working less?
Yeah.
Can we not admit that like we,
they are taking some of the workload off of your shoulders, therefore enhancing your life. You just aren't looking at it like that. You're looking at it as in like they are making me look bad.
Exactly. And like you said, the ego, right? So it's like some guy comes in like, oh, I laid 100 feet of pipe last night. And he's like, oh, I've done that before. Or, and so this is what I told Steve. I'm like, so dude, instead of like, so pull these guys aside, the OGs that used to do the grind with you and be like, let's all admit it. Our lives are getting better. You know, like, and we're making more and we have more time back. So do we really want to get in the way of letting these guys come in and outproduce us in less hours every day? Or do we want to encourage it? So the guy comes in, he's like, hey, I laid 100, like whatever, feet of pipe today, you know, like, okay, well, dude. Hell yeah. Like cheer them on. And so you tell your OGs like, well, like almost like we tricked them, right? Yeah. Like, you know, it's working. Let's keep running that play. And anyway, Steve's like, dude, you're right. That's actually exactly what I need to do. And then he's like, you know what else I need to do is I need to go out. Cause he designs his future org chart, right? Based on like, that's his, like, that's not like the way he's working to fill.
Yeah.
You know, like he already has him built as like a board member in his company worth X amount and all these new roles so that he's out of all those roles. And I think it's brilliant, right? Like, I love that. And so he's like, dude, I'm going to actually update them and show them where I see them on the future org chart. And then I'm going to have that talk with them. And and really, and that's what it comes down to is like, you know, like we complicate things, like you said, because the ego's in the way. And then as a leader of a company, you know, you want to like, you want to try and like mediate this weird situation because you want to have these guys back that are new and outproduce them. But you, dude, you love these guys that have went through the grind with you, you know? And so you sometimes overcomplicate things instead of simplify things by trying to make both people happy when really you could just be like, guys,
we need your buy-in. Like if you know, like
we have this production because we got their buy-in. Do we really want to screw that up?
Yeah.
A little honesty, right? Yeah.
Like now we need you to buy in on the future vision and how this is a good thing, not a bad thing, right? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even here on one of the things when I was reading about ego, it says, you know, they don't respect competition, right?
Yeah.
People that have ego, right?
Yeah. Like, especially that, they think they've already earned their stripes, you know?
Yeah, like that's Blockbuster. They didn't respect Redbox, the competition, right? And that ultimately destroyed them. They're, you know, looking at these younger people as competition. They're not really giving them the respect that they deserve. Why don't they be a part of the team and utilize those individuals to help serve the greater purpose of the business, which ultimately serves a greater purpose in their life because now the business is enhanced, right? The business that they work for, right? Like, why don't you want the team as an overall, like, that's what's so weird to me. It's like, if you work in an organization and you work in a business, like when people start having internal beef with inside of a business, it's like, dude, you guys both work for the exact same company. Like, why wouldn't you want the company to win at the highest possible level through collaboration?
Right.
Because like, if it's making more money and gets to a massive level, you guys all win and benefit, But if you sit there and butt heads and look at each other as just straight up competition, like you're tearing not only each other down, but you're stunning the growth of an actual business that has the ability to help you guys win, your family win, and have a greater future just all together. Right. And, you know, I wish more people had that type of a mindset. Like when you bring in a new salesperson, salespeople might be like, oh, this is going to take my job, or a new videographer, like, as my job, you know, like serve each other. Like, hey, have you tried this? Have you used this? This is how you edit better. Like, like collab with people. And, you know, you'll be far better off. Collaboration is a form of simplicity, right?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Exactly. It's a great point. Yeah. What is that podcast editing software we use now, Nick? Right now? Yeah.
Yeah. What is it?
Has it sped it up though? Significantly. Yeah. Were you a little resistant at first? You didn't like it.
It's not Descript, is it?
Yeah. No. That's Nick, Corey told me about it. It was a few months ago. Yeah. And, you guys probably couldn't hear Nick because, you know, he's not on the mic, but he's like, yeah, dude, it sped things up significantly, which gives him more time to work on other things and create more value for the company. Mm-hmm. Therefore, once the company has more value, he's going to get paid more, right? Yeah. So, but he was resistant at first. And I remember Corey telling me that. I was like, I don't think Nick likes this new software, but, you know.
Leveraging technology.
Yeah, it's just AI, bro. Honestly, it cuts out a lot of the uhs and ums and whatever. It makes his job a lot faster.
Well, in that case. I mean, it probably works overtime on us. We do a lot of ums and ahs, you know. That's just, you know, that listeners maybe just don't get to hear it.
They don't charge per edit, do they?
Yeah, per and per ah. We'd be bankrupt by now. So we're just as bad as anybody else on a podcast, you know, that's first, you know, trying it out. So we just...
I will say though, Steve is, dude, he's got a great business in this, and it's awesome that's the biggest problem he has in his company right now. You know, he's like, how do I merge these guys? And it's so easy for the old dogs that have done the grind. It's just like our older generation and the generation down below us. We're like, they have no idea. Like they didn't go through what I went through. And there's like there is a weird ego there. Yeah, right?
It's just change. Cause Nick didn't like change. He felt it was like, I didn't like change on the computer. You know, the old dogs over there at his business isn't liking the change of the new, like, it's just really just change. And that just shows you right there with just those three examples that we just gave, how important it is. Because again, if those guys do change and serve the new people coming in his business, it'll help the business overall and will help them. Yeah. The computer came into my life and I thought it was a bad thing and it's helped, right? Yeah. The software that we're now leveraging, that our boy Nick behind the camera here doing the podcast with us, it simplified his life. But it was just like, no, I don't like it. It's not that it didn't make his life better or easier. It's just that it was unfamiliar.
Yeah.
And so the question is could you simplify your business? You're just not really trying, or you're not doing it because you're not looking into ways to do it because you don't like change. You don't like something that's unfamiliar, because there is that phase that you have to go through from, you know, how you've always done it to learning something new to, you know, and part of an ego is saying that you can't self-assess. Yeah. So if you can't say, like, there has to be a better way, and it's just my ego getting in the way saying it's always been done like this, then that's a problem, right? You will eventually be evolved out of business because everybody else around you, you know, will, the new dogs or the, you know, will come in and leverage technology. Like if you've done the same thing and you're 40 years old and you've done it for 15 years, guess what? There's 25-year-olds that grew up with a computer, like, since elementary school, that knows technology and will out leverage you. Less time, less effort, less energy, less stress, and will produce more results than what you're producing because that's what they know is all the new stuff. And if you're not actually trying to understand what's there and available for your business to leverage, you will eventually get out leveraged and go out of business. Like that's just a matter of time.
I was literally going to say the same thing, man. Like, it is your job as the owner of the company the world's moving fast, bro. Yeah. It's moving fast. Like, especially, you know, look at ChatGPT. I mean, we've already had AI being this thing for you know, whatever, a few years, and then all of a sudden ChatGPT is just pours gas on it, right? And it's like, it is your job as a business owner to make sure that you are keeping an eye on these things and you're verifying these things. You don't just go do it because it's the hot new thing. That can be destructive, but like verify it. And if it's something that can simplify your business, do it, right? Like, we're building automated, you know, reach outs, you know, within our CRM, so that like our accountants can check a button no matter what document it is that we're requesting from a client, and it can sit there and text them every 3 days until we get it.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's like, but now our accountants can sit there and work away while some other robot is just, that sounds just like
counting
them.
Down time.
Hey, still need that document. Yeah. Hey, still need that document.
3 days document. Right. 3 days. Yeah. So,
and you make it super simple by just checking a box in a certain document request, and now it'll just automatically reach out to the customer, you know? So like, all this stuff is like available to us, and the world's moving super, super, super fast, you know? And it is kind of your job to keep an eye on that kind of stuff. Be humble enough to look at it and see what problem could this solve in my company for me, my people, and my customers. And once you verify it, test it, whatever, implement it, watch what happens. Time and money shows up.
Yeah. Even simplifying your personal life.
Yeah.
Right? Like, business life, personal, like, simplicity wins, right? When everything's overcomplicated and too many things coming at you at once, and, you know, it just bogs the human down, right? Yeah, and so leverage technology within your business. Try to simplify your personal life, right? Like, you people hear all the time on our podcast how people have routines, and it seems hard, but to them it's simple because they know what the next day looks like. I already know I'm going to wake up at X time. You know, the last podcast we had, Adam, you know, he says, I wake up at 4:30 and then I do this. His brain doesn't have to really think about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a known fact that we only make X amount of good decisions in a day. It's called decision fatigue. Mm-hmm. And once you get to X amount of decisions, and you have, that's like you only being able to run a certain amount of miles. Your body can only handle a certain amount of miles before it's going to get fatigued.
Right.
Your mind's doing the exact same thing in terms of like making choices. What hat am I going to wear? What shirt am I going to wear? What shoes am I going to wear? Mm-hmm. Am I going to get up and exercise or am I not? What am I going to eat? Like, a lot of people that are high performers, like, you know, that's why Bill Gates and Zuckerberg and some of these people, they wear the same, you know, even Stuman, where he wears the same damn black shirt, you know, or whatever, right? They simplify their life as much as they possibly can, reduce the amount of decisions they make by designing their day and saying, this is just what I do. And they show up to that day without having to think about it, doing X, you know, boom, 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 boom. Yep. And that's a form of simplification, right? So that they can get the result that they want. Because if they design their day, just like that, they would design their business in terms of simplicity, their business would go further, and their personal life, you know, their health or whatever it is, would also go further in the big scope of things. Right.
Yeah, so love that. I think we covered it. Did we?
Oh, it's covered.
Yeah. Simplify.
It's like a covered wagon.
Shit.
It's just, you know what I mean? Let's call it a covered wagon. And those that know what that is, know what that is. Those that don't Google it on what's that site that the slang words or whatever.
Oh, not Ask Jeeves.
Yeah.
Chive.
Chive.
Is it Chive?
I don't know. It's something else. I don't know. Some slang terms or whatever. Ask Jeeves.
I remember all the old school shit.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother episode we could go into, though. Distractions, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, talking about simplifying your personal life. So we'll save that one for another
we'll
one.
Save that one for later. Guys, make sure you're rating or reviewing or whatever, five-starring, you know, the podcast. I haven't seen a review come through in probably like 4 or 5 weeks. It's been a while. Yeah. We got them very regularly for a long period of time. So, you know, if you're one of those listeners that's been, you know, taking in information that's been benefiting you for, you know, the last few years, or even a new listener that's been benefiting the last month or two, but you're being stingy with your time and not giving us like two minutes, like, fucking send it. You know what I mean? Help some homies out. Other than that, get your ticket at rbolive.com. Come to the event. Come kick it. Come grow.
Don't sleep.
Get
on
better.
That.
Other than that, keep kicking ass. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace.